This is the Europe Report with special correspondent Kanaan Lipschitz.
Good afternoon, Kanaan. How are you?
Hi, Paul. Thanks. How are things down south?
Oh, they're warm, but they're not too warm. The weather's lovely. Every day feels like Sunday, although I still have to remember that it's Wednesday and we're not quite there yet. And how are things your side?
Good. I'm in the Netherlands, just back from the UK. And speaking about the weather, someone told me that when British people speak about it, they're actually conveying their emotions rather than be blunt about it. So if they say it's raining and it's not going to clear up, actually they mean to say I'm feeling down. I don't know if that's true.
Well, I'm certainly feeling sunny. I'm in tune with the greater meteorological and cosmological forces surrounding me. I don't know. You know, that's just me. Let's not extrapolate beyond that. Kanaan, you've got a story about what the effects of Brexit are having on the London Jewish community. I mean, we find it interesting from a distance of 8,000 kilometers. But what's happening at ground zero, at the epicenter, as it were?
Of course, everyone's interested, and very few people understand what's unfolding because there's so much uncertainty. There are so many diverging scenarios on Brexit. Will there be a deal? Will there not be a deal? Will it topple the government and will it bring a Labour government instead of it? Will May continue? Nobody really knows what's going on, and that's an interesting situation, right? But it's not necessarily a journalistic story. So my mission visiting the UK was to find a really concrete aspect of life in which Brexit is already manifesting itself, and apparently it's in the housing sector. Because as one Jewish realtor in Golders Green, a very Jewish neighborhood in northern London, put it, would you buy a house for £1 million if you didn't know that it'd be worth it tomorrow? That's a very compelling question. And indeed, many investors, many sellers are answering many buyers are answering with a resounding no. The number of transactions in northern London, in what the London Jews like to call the borscht bucket, of Golders Green and Stamford Hill, has declined by 10 to 20%, and it's very hard to move assets there now.
Wow! So, what's going to happen? I see from your article that there's been a drop month on month in the UK housing market growth, and that London, which once saw heady property price increases of close to 10%, has become a weak spot. So these jitters are set to continue?
They're at least until we know what's going on, they will continue. And that's 23rd of March. We know where the Brexit deal is heading. But, you know, as you mentioned, Paul, this is shared across the board in the UK. In the housing market. And by the way, if someone has a spare £1 million, maybe now is the time to buy assets there that prices are 10 to 20% down. But British Jews have another layer of uncertainty that comes on top of this whole Brexit mess. Because as I mentioned, the ineptitude of the Conservative government around Brexit is really helping Labour. And Labour, as we know, is led by Jeremy Corbyn, a far-left politician who's called Hezbollah and Hamas his friends, who's defended an anti-Semitic mural in London, and who has a myriad of scandals involving anti-Semites and Holocaust deniers and whatnot around him and around other supporters of him in Labour. So if Brexit runs the Conservative government into the ground, then British Jews suddenly find themselves in a position where their prime minister will be someone that Jonathan Sachs, the former rabbi, publicly called an anti-Semite, in which the Jewish papers of the UK recently said would be an existential threat to the community. Those are just unprecedented words for this community, who's never felt never experienced the Holocaust or any sort of cataclysm on that scale for the past few centuries.
Oh, wow.
So some of them are already putting up their assets to sell now. They're already selling them off because, first of all, they don't want to live in a Corbyn-led UK. And Corbyn is, as I said, a far-left politician. He wants to impose all kinds of property taxes that will run the real estate market into the ground, according to some what economists are saying.
Wow, so it's an old 1-2 or even a 1-2-3 punch, Kanan. You're facing the risk, the very real risk of a collapse in the value of your greatest asset. The new prime minister maybe, I mean, this is still a few months out, new prime minister may not be your friend on an existential or personal level. And on top of that, you're going to be taxed on your property. I'm not surprised that London Jews are experiencing jitters.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Then again, to end on a positive note, the suburban market, the market where the Jews are living, has its own bubble. It's not the center of London, so investors are not as likely to drop it. People are always going to need a nice home to raise their children. Prime ministers come and go, and British Jewry has been around there for centuries. And I, for one, am certain that they'll find a way to transcend also this challenge.
Let us hope. Kanan Lipschitz, thank you very much for the Europe Report update. We're looking forward to joining you again same time next week.